welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
You know, I don't know why this is, but okay, I'm kind of messed up in reality today because I realize I have my own biases. One is I was listening to my reels yesterday, my last night before I go to bed, and I know the worst thing to do is look at reels on Instagram. I know it's the worst thing.
Especially before you go to bed.
But yeah, I mean, we wrote the book, you know, on Sleep Your Way to the Top of the Morning. I get you. We wrote that book. And one thing we suggest is not to look at screens before bed.
Like, that's right.
If ideally 2 hours before bed.
That's right.
Unfortunately, because
Can I just say I love the name of that book?
Yes. Yes.
Sleep your way to the top of the morning.
Top of the morning to ya.
Sleep your way to the top
of the morning. Yes.
I prefer to sleep my way to the top. Sorry.
Which you have. Some would say you slept your way to the bottom, but yeah, you know, it just didn't work it out. You just couldn't work it out for yourself. But so here I am. You know, and I think because with FedEx, I have to do some work, literally plan the next day after 9 p.m. So yes. I'm on my screen, and then I do a little bit of, and I've really improved my sleep because I no longer have a TV in my bedroom. So I don't sleep with a TV
on.
That
was a commitment.
That was a commitment, and it was a real messed up experience initially because I felt there were ghosts everywhere. Because I understand why I had a TV on, because I would, you
kept
know,
the ghosts away.
Kept the ghosts away. They didn't like LA, you know, didn't like Law and Order, you know, or whatever. Or, you know, all. You
Speaking
know.
Of Law and Order, right before you go to bed at night, that's kind of brutal too, Julie.
It's all brutal.
Especially its SUV.
So I was exactly.
Excuse me, SVU.
It's better than those ghost stories where, you know, like.
That's what I watch.
I know that's what you watch. So anyway, I'm watching, and a couple of things I found very interesting. The first thing I found interesting was I had a reel about Skinwalker Ranch, which I thought was interesting because Normano, who happened to be in the hospital over the week, he's all good, everybody, but he watched the History Channel had an episode of Skinwalker Ranch, and on my reels, it was from a real far distance, we see two dogs running in Skinwalker Ranch, and then the next scene, we see one of the dogs be a person, and we're going, there it is, there's the evidence, shape-shifting.
That's
you
it.
Know? And I'm like, okay.
We interviewed I think many, many years ago.
Yes.
One of the guys that was on Skinwalker Ranch.
I remember listening to our shows on Skinwalker Ranch, you know, at night while I was driving. And I'm like, oh, this is really good. We're quite good at this.
Yes.
And then we just gave it up because we didn't feel like there was, what was the benefit of it all? What was the point? What's the point of this?
Really? Is that all there is, my friend?
Yeah, exactly.
Then let's keep dancing.
Please. So then the other thing I was watching, and this is where my bias comes in, because it starts off, it's a little 1 minute video, less than that on Reels, and it's a faraway visual of a waterfall, and you hear the ocean in the background. You feel very serene. And then you have what I would consider this Indian Hindu guru's voice come on. And he's talking very spiritual. And he's like, there's, you know, and I can't do the voice. I can't do the accent. I would try to, but I really can't do the accent. But because he's in an Indian voice, my ears perk up and I'm like, oh, what does this sage man have to say to me? And he said to me, he goes, oh, that is no reason to worry about what you fucked up on yesterday. You'll fuck up again. So no reason to worry about what you already fucked up yesterday. And I'm like, what? What? And he's like, and I'm like, okay, okay. And he's just like, for tomorrow, you will fuck up again tomorrow. So let's not worry about the past. The past is done. You've already fucked it up. And I'm like, oh, all right. I go, I'm all into this. And then I'm thinking, was this created for me by AI? I mean, did he?
Possibly.
I mean, like, yeah, totally not real, but I enjoyed it and it made me laugh. And yet I totally bought into his sentiment because I am that person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is our rear view mirror smaller than the windshield? Because mm-hmm. you're not meant to focus that much on the past, people.
Why is it that, that Lot's wife turned to salt?
When she looked back.
She looked back. God said, don't look back.
Don't look
just
back.
Just keep going forward.
Yeah.
She had to look back and boom, pillar of salt.
Yeah. And so you're just like, oh, man. So I get it. And I get, and it's kind of cute, all these spiritual things that, and I'm kind of beyond it in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Because I've done them so many times.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, like yeah. We're like in the quantum realm in this interesting space that we're trying to create, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then I'll pull out one of my, I think he's my third cousin. You know, I'll pull out one of his sweet ass creation cards.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah. You know, and I'll read them like, that's right. You
we
know?
Should get one out this morning.
I'm going to get one, you know?
I'm glad you are. I was just thinking as you're going to get those, Julie, that with the AI and stuff like that coming so strongly, rather than why don't we invent unreals? So that there's literally nothing
we're
is this, real.
And then we're not even trying to pretend. We're not pretending it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just unreal.
We just have, is it the fake Indian voice or the fake British voice?
Yeah.
Which I think that every time, I'll tell you, British voices are interesting, right?
Yeah.
But the one that I think I would... I guess it's kind of hard, but you kind of want to spread your legs for is an Australian voice.
Oh, well, see, but yeah, but I don't think I don't consider them sage-like. I consider them.
I don't either.
But they're the, yeah. Why, that's why you said I spread my legs for them. I didn't say I cracked open my heart.
No.
You know, no. And let them come. You know, so it's so funny because I had my box of my sweet ass affirmations too. More motivation for your creative maniac mind. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at it the other day, and it's a real cool box. And it has all these pictures that are like crazy, like mushrooms and sacred geometry and a UFO and real cool stuff. Okay, but anyway, I literally thought, and I go, oh, it's not sweet ass affirmations.
Oh.
I thought it said sweat ass.
Oh, you did not.
I look at it and go, oh, it's sweat ass. Oh, I go, oh.
Is it really sweat ass?
No, it really is sweet ass.
Oh,
but
thank
when
God.
I saw it the other day, I'm going, oh, I thought it was sweet ass. It's no, it's sweat ass. And I'm going, oh.
It's not sweat ass. Though.
It's no, it's sweet ass.
But you just said it's sweat ass.
Because I'm trying to tell you, yesterday I had an out-of-body experience.
Because
I looked at the box.
God, I'm sorry.
And
okay,
I swear, I thought it said sweat ass. And in my mind, I'm going, oh, I thought it was always sweet ass, not sweat ass. But sweat ass affirmations make just as much sense because
absolutely.
You gotta put a little sweat in it, you know?
You need to put some Lumi Deo
yeah,
on it.
And so, but anyway, the one card, but I'll pick out one card right now. And one of his cards is, I honor and support my money hustle because it honors and supports me. My money hustle. Mm-hmm. Any opportunities you have to rack loot and provide for yourself deserves your direct respect and appreciation.
Absolutely.
You may not love or even like how you make a living, but it supports your survival while you navigate to the next step in your journey of abundance. If you don't water your seeds, they will never grow into trees. If you aren't appreciative of the support you have now, why would the universe give you more? Without your current streams of riches, you'll never be able to toot your loot horn in the future. Everything is connected.
Cute.
Very cute.
Very, very
sweet.
And
it's not sweat ass. It's sweet ass.
That's right. It's true. And they're all true as well.
Oh, yeah. They're, you know, like this one's adorable. I am deeply loved and I deeply love me. Aw. I love that.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Talk to me about your bias, girlfriend.
Well,
is that it?
No, my bias is that, you know, you say anything with an Indian accent.
Oh.
Are you sound
you're
like
gonna
a guru.
Pay attention.
I'm gonna pay attention.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give it a little bit of the credit may or may not deserve.
But, okay, so
what?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Hindu and the guru.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess that is really a bias. Because
yeah.
we hear the accent and we assume something
right.
other than I'm just wondering, is that racist though?
Are you
appropriating some kind of cultural?
I don't think it's appropriations. I don't think it's cultural appropriations. Mm-hmm. It could be racist in the sense of if it goes in the wrong, the other direction.
No, wait, not racist. Maybe it's racism.
Because I'm, because if you speak in this accent, I believe you're smarter than me.
Right.
In this spiritual avenue. Right. And that, and I must listen to you.
Yes.
It could be.
Yeah.
But I'm all down for that.
Yeah. But then the experience even, it cracked open.
Yes.
When he said, as of the beautiful waterfall mm-hmm. and the sounds of the ocean, and you're expecting something to come into your heart.
Yes.
And he goes, what? Fucked up day you're gonna have.
Yeah,
and that's okay because yesterday was fucked up.
Yeah,
and you know what? I can guarantee you that tomorrow's gonna be fucked
yes.
up.
Yes,
nothing's gonna. Well, some things are gonna go right, but then they're gonna go wrong again, and you're gonna say it's all fucked up.
Right. Now, see, if you say that preacher's voice,
mm-hmm.
now I'm telling you, everybody here. Let me tell you right now, you fucked up yesterday. It's okay. God forgave you, but you're going to fuck up tomorrow. I'm telling you right now.
And it's all going to be okay.
And it's all going to be okay.
Can I get an amen?
I give you an amen.
Can I give you hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I give you a snafu?
You can give me a snafu.
What does it mean? Situation normal. All fucked up.
Exactly. So, or you go back to your like, oh, let me tell you. You know, you fucked up yesterday. You know? But I see, I can't do the accent. If I could,
you're
I would.
You're kind of doing British a little bit.
And see, and there's different types of British accent.
Yes, there's the blimey.
Yeah, there's the.
Like, you are a bloke.
Well, there's the ones that, you know.
And then there's the, like the Russell Brand.
Yes. Russell Brand is iffy.
Yeah.
Because he would
he's
say.
He's partly in the King Charles.
Yes.
And partly in the mm-hmm. The gutter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is My Fair Lady?
Yes, so either My Fair Lady.
She's in the beginning. He's the beginning. My
yes,
Fair Lady.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, you know. And then,
I'm getting married in the morning. Yeah.
Just all crazy
ding
stuff.
Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. And then it was like the rain in Spain. Stays mainly in the plane.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I get it.
You get it. So, okay.
I just wanted to do that.
You did it, and yeah. You did it well.
I really, it's a, let's see here. I have often walked down this street before. That's also on that.
Oh, is
that
it?
Album, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Mm, good.
You know what that?
No.
You know that song?
I mean, I've heard it before.
'Cause on the street where you live. Oh, wow.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. I love it.
It's like, thank you.
I don't know what more to say about it,
no,
but I'm all there.
But only because, like, I know that when you say, oh, and you have a good day, that means you're signing off.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Julie is, like, so polite. She's talking to people like this, and you have a good day.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
I will.
I guess this call is ending.
Yes, the call is ending. And you, sir, or ma'am, have a good day. I was listening to Armchair Experts, Dax Shepard. A couple interesting things.
Yeah, like him.
He was talking to a woman, talking to a trans man, and he was... born female,
yes,
but
transitioning to a male.
And
but are you sure about
yes,
that?
Yes, 100% sure. And so, but they were talking because the gentleman was saying he's got a full red hair, a beard, and they were kind of like, "Oh, your beard's really cool." And he goes, "Yeah, it goes. I'm a trans man," and he goes, "It started coming in like this when I started taking my testosterone," and then Dax goes, hey, we might be on the same regimen because I'm taking testosterone too. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm doing, I think he's 100 milligrams or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said that in the thigh. He goes, that's exactly what I'm taking. So I thought that was very interesting.
What?
Yeah. And so
that means we could all just take, every human being on earth could take testosterone and we could all just grow beards together.
Yes. Which is very funny because it takes me a long time to try to get rid of my beard. But, oh, well. And I'm not taking testosterone. To each their own. To each
so basically, though, everybody has a beard if they left alone to their own device.
Exactly. Left alone to their own devices, we're all going to grow beards. I remember, back in the day when the internet first came on, they had a picture of Fergie. You remember Fergie, the Duchess of York or whatever her name was? And they were all commenting about like how she needed to really pluck her chin hairs. They were all kind of shit.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, at the time, I'm like going, who let her out of the house like that?
No, the Brits don't do the Brits.
But I know now what the truth really is.
What?
The truth is, she didn't wear her glasses, and if she would have done her makeup or done her stuff with a mirror that makes things bigger or use her glasses, she would have been like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
I disagree totally.
Oh, yeah, well, we can disagree to disagree.
Can I say why? Agree?
Tell me.
Okay. You don't need your glasses to feel the stubble on your chin.
No.
But if you've got, like, soft hair.
Which I do.
On your chin.
Sometimes.
Soft hair.
Yeah.
Then it's been a while.
Right. And that's exactly. Well, mine's been probably 3 or 4 days.
Oh, no.
And mine's soft.
It gets soft in 3 or 4 days.
I think if you felt it, but also I have neuropathy on my fingers from the Lyme disease, so that doesn't help. Mm. You know, I experience a little less pain, than usual. So, because my hands are numb, my feet are numb, so.
I'm not laughing at that, but I'm just like, I'm like, you're feeling your chin hair. It's like, oh, it's so soft.
It's so soft.
It's so soft. I hate to let him go.
No, I'm just, I feel bad because if I really took a look at my face, I might be just floored, like, holy mother of God, like, what's going on there?
In terms of hair.
In terms of everything, hair, wrinkles, pores,
Yeah.
But from a distance, the world is bright and new, But from a distance, I go like, oh, I don't look too bad.
Yeah.
I put my glasses on. I'm like, holy mother of God, what happened? and
you know how to stop that, right?
Don't
take your glasses
off. Yes, yeah. Right, yeah. I'm not a moron, which was a Scrabble word you use today. So,
yes, I see.
Or you tempted to use. So,
Julie, you're just free falling. You're just like free balling, man.
Is that wrong?
No, it's like great. You're like, but I think you're weaving some kind of.
Well, because what I really wanted to bring in Dax about was I wanted to, they had a discussion of talking about to their armchairies, whatever they call them, and about bad experiences with Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, this just goes right along to one of my bigger life mantras, tell me some things that you really believe about life. Mm-hmm. And like, one, I've always told you, listen, most of us are great people, good people, kind people. And then you have the asshole rule. 1% are assholes. Mm-hmm. And you want to stay away from them as much as possible because they really get off in messing people up.
Absolutely.
And so a
like
lot
Doug.
Of, yes, okay. A lot of these people on Craigslist had a bad experience because someone put an ad in about them that was wrong. Like, hey, I like to have sex on the first date. Here's my name and here's my phone number.
Right.
And then a woman who's in her 50s or 60s is getting like, oh my God, my phone's blowing up asking me about dating and, having sex and all this stuff. And then to find out, they were catfished, if that's the right kind of phrase, or they were troll, whatever the phrase is.
Well, you were telling me this, I think it was yesterday, that some of these people are, what was the one story about a car?
Well, so like,
it was,
no, so like this, well, that was it. The one person, this one woman wanted to go buy a car. She drove 2 hours to buy this car from Craigslist, had the money. But when she got there, the guy didn't have a clean title. He said he had a clean title, but when he got there, he changed the title. He goes, oh, I have to go get the title and all that stuff. And she's like, oh, well, I don't want to buy the car anymore. If you don't have a clean title and you don't have a title here.
You seem, did he lie to her? Because,
yes.
I mean, that seems like something that should have been discussed before the 2-hour drive.
Exactly. And it could have been this. He needed her money to get the title out of the bank.
Right.
Then all he had to do was go to the bank with her.
Yeah.
And then just meet the bank and we could do it at the bank.
Exactly.
But no, something went down and then she started feeling like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, she had a, yeah.
And then
she
so
she didn't feel comfortable.
And so she said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. And then therefore, you know, so then right after that happened, her phone starts, you know, lighting up with all these sex things, all these guys wanting to have sex with her, you know, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so, you know, in the beginning of Craigslist, it was all about sex workers and weird stuff mm-hmm. and, you know, and free stuff. Like this other one was this guy wanted a canoe and there
but
was
you're,
a-
But I'm going to go back though. And so that guy put that in. On a Craigslist,
yeah, about to punish her, about her
to punish her, right.
To punish her,
yeah,
because he's an a-hole.
Yeah,
he can't take the fact that the deal didn't go through, and that's why when God says don't look back, always look forward.
Yeah,
you just wasted mental, you know, landscape, mental real estate for something that happened. And it's like, listen, we've all been scorned. We've all had things not work out in our favor. We've all had business dealings that didn't go the way that they should have or planned. It's happened. It's not,
yes,
it's, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, we just saw a rocket blow up in the sky, you know?
That's right, with space.
Yeah.
That's right. What's that called? What was
SpaceX?
Starship, that's what they call it, the Starship.
Yeah. Didn't make it.
But we've bought, you know, a couple of vehicles with no titles. I mean,
yeah.
But we had our banker in on the deal, mm-hmm. you know, so that he was kind of pressuring them. And we had to wait like 3 or 4, maybe 6 or 7 weeks actually.
Yeah.
For one title.
Well,
but we had paid money.
Oh, yeah. And it's, a lot of it's done through auctions. I mean, like we had bought a couple of vehicles through auctions and you're literally just waiting for the title to come through.
Yeah.
And it was 3 months before that one title came through.
Right.
And you're just like, what is going on?
And we had already paid for the vehicle.
Yeah. And you're just going, you just got to keep having more trust and more trust and more trust. And
yeah.
You're like,
so it's kind of crazy out there now.
It is kind of crazy. And because right now. Because
you just can't go to the bank with the person.
No. And for whatever reason, right now, it is a buyer beware because the seller has all the power.
No, it's seller beware now, I think.
Do you think? Because we were buying the vehicle.
Yeah.
And they got our money way before we got the title.
That's truly true. You're right.
And like we bought something else and, you know, we were like.
But like in like, say, in real estate, though, mm-hmm. like in the old days, it was buyer beware.
Yeah.
But that somehow has flipped.
Yeah.
And like if you, you know, that they can come in and they have up to a year to sue you, I think.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
From what I've heard. Things that you might have missed or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I would always buy a warranty.
Yeah, exactly. You try and take care of yourself because once you get done with these deals, you really want to be, you want to be done with it.
Yes.
You want to give them in the best position possible and then you're like, it's up to you now.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, have fun and do what you got to do.
Right.
But I was thinking too, like this whole idea of these people, these a-holes who want to cause other people pain because they feel they've been wronged. Because God forbid, you know, you get out of this world not being wronged.
Not unscathed.
Right. But we've got a couple people in our complex who are like that, who are like Karens, meaning that they really deem that the world should rotate around them and everybody is pissing them off.
Right.
You know? And they express their opinions on that Nextdoor app. And so forth.
Oh, really? You know what? Thank God we don't get that app.
Oh, I know. Once in a while, I'll get a text from someone who does look on there.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, can you believe our neighbor said this about dogs? And I'm like, because I'm really sorry about that, Julie. And I'm like, oh, okay. Wait, I don't know if it's about my dog, but.
Really?
Oh, you know that?
Was it recently?
Last month or so.
Oh, no.
I got a text from Susan. She just said, ugh, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. I go, what's going on? He goes, oh, our new neighbor is saying that she's really sick of everybody's dog poop. And I'm like, oh, whatever. First off, I know we're not, our dog's not pooping on her land. Okay. Okay.
That's
but
so funny.
It is. And so, you know, so, but she has.
But you let our dog poop on our land over right across the street
yes,
from her.
Yeah. I do. I love
I wonder if
poop.
That's what she meant.
Oh, if that's what she meant, then too do.
I doubt it because there's a lot of dog walkers on
oh, yeah.
the street.
Yeah. And a lot of dog walkers. Well, listen, there's a lot of vacant land in between homes.
See, I would say if I was playing that game, I would say it's so funny that some of our neighbors have like light pollution.
Yeah.
That we can't see the
exactly.
night sky.
Yeah.
Or
lady.
That it's a blight on our land to look at a like 40-foot recreational vehicle
right in the middle
of your
you're
driveway.
Like what exactly so yeah I mean we can all go there
right
and that's the thing but we choose not to because we're above it
right.
Also because we got way too much stuff going on to look in the past
that's the thing I don't know if we're above it but
well I told Doug the other day this was a while ago I said he was commenting on his sister who was just complaining so much about the same stuff. And I said, which is funny, I know. And so I try and have a teachable moment with him through the eyes of his sister. And I said, honey, I go, she seems to have a bigger world because this stuff wouldn't matter, wouldn't be a tick
right.
on her radar
right.
if her world was bigger.
Right.
Because her world is so small, this is all she has to hang on to.
Right.
And some people's personalities just need a ton of stuff to complain about.
Yeah, that's
they
true
just
too.
Need it. Yeah. I don't get it. It's not my personality. But.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was a lot younger, I think some people that I talked to, that's all we did.
Right.
That was the dealio, you know?
Right.
And it wasn't really complain, but it was like none of us were in therapy.
Right. Well,
and
that's
if
what
we had
you
done our therapy, you know, it would have been a lot better because now I just choose to want to have lovely conversations with my friends.
Yeah.
You know.
About interesting, fun stuff.
Yeah. Or I'll say this. Hey, can we have some parentheses? I could use a little
therapy
on this.
Yeah.
And then just put that in like a
I need to complain to somebody about this.
Yeah.
To get it off my mind.
Right. Yes.
I don't need to go any further than this.
And I don't want to dump on you.
And I don't want to dump on you. Yeah. And I don't want to mean anything.
Right.
But I need to get it. I need to speak it out loud. I need somebody to witness it so
right.
I can let it go.
Right.
I totally agree.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm saying this, and I had this negative emotion come up. And
Just now.
Uh-huh. And it had to do with Instagram and Reels.
Uh-huh.
You know, I follow Cousin Jamie, and, you know, she is a... like a foster parent to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yes.
great with plants. So anyway,
yes.
she had two foster dogs that she was talking, you know, really... describing in a very nice light, and they're adorable. They're like a corky mix,
mm-hmm.
corgi mix. They're really cute, and they should be bought together as a pair because they really love each other. These two corgis, yeah. But she starts describing them,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they sleep all the way through the night. They're like, they're 6 years old. They're totally, completely potty trained.
No.
They don't fight. They're great dogs. They love each other. They heal. Oh, they're just on and on
and
on.
And they were like parentless?
Somehow, maybe their parents died, and that's how come they got into the foster system.
Okay.
I don't know. But she's fostering them till they find their forever home, right?
Oh.
And all of a sudden, I just start feeling like...
We want them.
No, I just felt like, I can't, I'm a horrible, I can't train my dogs.
I know.
We
always say, this time we're going to do it right.
Yeah. And the first thing we do is we let them eat off our plate. The first thing.
Yeah.
And that's just horrible. What's wrong with us?
And then the vet says, don't make beggars out of them.
Yeah. You can feed them what you want, but you'll make beggars out of them.
Yeah.
Sure
and
enough, Libby's a beggar.
We have two beggars.
Yeah. They beg differently.
Yes.
They beg to differ.
Yes.
Sorry. But Libby is certainly a more vocal beggar.
Yes.
She'll just say like, hey, aren't we sharing this?
Yeah. And if she even sees you eating, you have to blindfold her
uh-huh.
or put her in a different room.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if she sees something go in your mouth, she wants it.
Yeah.
She just, and then she barks, and her bark is, she's like, seven pounds.
Yeah.
But her bark is shrill.
Oh, yeah.
It just goes, it's like a chill that goes.
Oh, through your bones.
It goes right through you. It really does.
Yeah. And then our other dog, he just looks at you.
He gets on the bed or wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And just looks. Stares at you.
Yeah. That's how he does it. Now, and I deserve both of it.
He waits patiently, but it's right in your face.
Right in your face.
Yeah. And waiting to the very last. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have to say, overall, though, I've been impressed that they've played well together. There are two dogs.
Yes.
Because they really do. I mean, a couple of times she's cried a little bit because she got hurt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's 55 and she's 8, you know, 8
dog
pounds.
Years.
55 pounds and he's 8 pounds.
Oh.
So there's a little bit.
Is he 55 pounds?
He's 54 pounds.
I thought he was 40.
No, that's where he should be, I think.
Holy
he
crap.
Is just a solid muscle mass, I think.
Yeah, he's just muscle.
Yeah. He doesn't get overfed because he can't eat much because of his stomach.
He's allergic to everything.
Everything. So, you know, we're not, but that's the sad part.
Can I say something, though? Mm-hmm. He is allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And do you remember when I had my allergy test?
Mm-hmm.
It was several years ago, mm-hmm. but, you know, I asked the doctor, what am I allergic to? And he said,
basically everything.
Basically everything.
Yeah.
So me and Elliot,
and so our pets really do reflect us. We look in the mirror, like, okay, yeah, you're right, you're mine. That's right. This is who we are. But like I said, with Cousin Jamie, like all of her, and I know it's a selling technique. I'm sure these.
Is she trying to find the perfect people?
Yes.
Can we take them?
Oh, Mom, we cannot be a four-dog family. That would just be, please, I beg
maybe
you.
Maybe our dogs could learn from them.
Oh, though. Maybe so.
You know what I mean?
Or we just send our dogs.
To Jamie.
To Jamie just to foster them.
Too.
Or we just say, can you foster our dogs for a little
while?
Yeah,
and we'll take the other two.
Or no, just let her have him like Caesar Milan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll have a pack.
She'll have a pack.
Yeah.
Our dogs will get better
organically.
And then we'll go pick them up.
Okay. It's 6 weeks. Jamie, Cousin Jamie.
You can have our dog for 6 weeks.
Please.
Foster them. Please. Please. So, yeah, that's my
the plan. Foster system.
Yes.
I would even pay.
Yeah. I know, right? It would be awesome. So, you know, like I said, there it is.
That's how you felt bad.
I did. Just at that moment, it came in my mind. I'm like, oh yeah, she's got perfect dogs. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm putting my dogs up there too. And I'm going to I want to take my dogs and I want to create little vignettes of Law and Order Special Victims Unit because the male's called, you know,
Elliot Stabler Peters.
Yep. And the female's called Olivia Benson
Peters.
Short name, Libby. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not Liv because she doesn't look like a Liv.
No.
But she looks like a Libby.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Oh, good. That's
one more thing.
Highest and best use of your time, Julie.
That's exactly right. The highest and best use of my time would be to create dog vignettes. Oh, here's another. I'm going to read another card real quick.
Okay.
For my sweet ass affirmations, too.
Okay.
I transform my darkness into lasers of light. There we go. I like that.
Love it.
I like it. Show you the back. Your shadow is as important as your light.
It is.
Your oneness with the universe includes both. Yes. Parts of the shadow, such as anger, frustration, negativity, and irritation, are packed with energy, which means they can be used constructively to fire up your motivation
it's
muscles.
It's true. It's true.
These dark expressions can fuel a better life with deeper relationships and more meaning. And if you find yourself consumed with darkness, transform the energy into lasers of positivity. The tree of life cannot grow to kiss heaven unless the roots reach deep into hell. From chaos comes expansion. Well, yeah, there you go. That says a lot right there. It's a lot.
You bet. From chaos comes expansion.
Well, we know that.
We know that.
We know that every time
you ask the spaceship guy, Elon Musk.
Yes. Ask him. Well, it was very interesting because this was a good podcast to listen to if anybody wants to listen to it. Joe Rogan interviewing Howie Mandel. They kind of get into some weird areas. You know, Howie Mandel struggles with mental illness, but he does it in such a light way that it's just kind of fun hearing him, you know. Yeah. He just embraces his craziness right off the bat. He says he's on medication. He doesn't want to talk about what kind because he doesn't want to promote anything like that. But he, you know, him and Joe Rogan were talking about AI and how crazy it's getting. And they were talking about how Elon Musk was going to the head of Google. They were friends. Mm-hmm. And he would stay over at his house and all that stuff. And they kind of had like a disagreement because Google, I don't know his name, the head of Google was actually thinking about like, it's all okay, this general AI, you know, this general mm-hmm. artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. at some point we will create a general intelligence God. Mm-hmm. And it will mm-hmm. all just be the way it is. Mm-hmm. It'll be a new species. And then Elon would go like, well, what about the other species, like us?
Yeah.
He goes, well, what? And then Elon said that he got called a speciesist. Like, huh? Like, are you a racist? You know?
Oh, my Lord.
And I'm like, what is the world coming to?
Oh, my Lord.
I know. It's just crazy. But then Joe Rogan said, yeah, there are actually interviews of me interviewing
Elon?
Steve Jobs.
Oh.
He goes, I've never interviewed Steve Jobs. Never.
Oh.
He goes, and there's other interviews out there that I'm like, that's not me. I mean, but you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
It is so bizarre.
Yeah.
And so Howie says,
especially Joe Rogan's voice is I know, easily AI'd because it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. He's got 12 hours of content every single week for 10
years.
So
AI, here you go, AI, learn it.
Yeah, learn it.
Learn his voice.
Every word, exactly. And then Howie said that he gave permission to some company in South Korea mm-hmm. to use his AI, to take his voice, his face, and use it as AI. Mm-hmm. So create whatever content you want using me. Mm-hmm. I'll sign off on it. Do what you want to do.
Oh, my God. I want to do that so bad. I want to. Please, dear Lord, from my lips to your ears.
But
please,
why?
Take my likeness. Take my voice. Take a country. I don't care as long as it's not North Korea.
Yeah. And make me a star. Put me everywhere. Make me the guru of that country. Somehow, some way.
Yes. Please,
well, it's life. Interesting because like Elon Musk was trying to say like with
which I would do Italy.
With AI being so prolific as it is and so quick to put up, you really could like the world could be inundated with just nothing. Like we're creating content for other robots to listen to.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's all just nothing.
Yeah. We're creating nothing. This is crazy.
It's crazy. And is it good? I don't know.
I don't know either. But eventually I can see where you don't need currency. I mean,
right.
It.
I guess.
I guess we'll all be. And does it end in transhumanism?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the end?
I'm a transhuman or am I trans cyborg?
Yeah.
I mean, or am I trans AI?
Men, trans women. Now there's transhuman.
Yeah.
We're human transitioning.
Right. So that's very fascinating.
Yeah.
You know?
Fascinating to me too.
Mm-hmm. There has been something that we want to talk about on the podcast for like 3 weeks now. And every time we get to it, we forget it.
I know.
And I don't know what it is.
We still don't know.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
But eventually we will share it with the audience.
I guess.
When it comes to us. One would think that we would write it down.
It always happens. I know why, because it happens in the car.
Yes.
And then you get mad at me because I'll take my phone out. And you're like, you better not be writing on your phone. I go, well, can you write it out? I'm like, I'll remember. I go, I'll remember this. I'll remember this. I promise. I'll remember this.
I always think that it starts with an M as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no earthly reason.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like everybody was on the utility board treasurer. And
everybody knows.
And somehow we've quit getting mail at the main mailbox, and I have somehow our trash bill has not been getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. I got a call yesterday saying an automated call saying, "Hey, your trash bill is past due." So I tried to call a day to get back in the. I'm like, "Oh, okay, this must be you know." They have no account for us anywhere. They don't know where it's at. They have no idea, and I'm just like. Okay.
Well, big deal then.
It's until, you know, until I get a call. The trash didn't get picked up today. I'm like, oh, God, what's going on?
I'd like to know how they get trash. That's what I would like to know.
Right.
Where does trash, what?
Most likely it would be like from paper towels, you know, opening up, you know, like plastic, stuff like that.
It just seems to me that they could put it in somebody else's trash.
I'm sure they could if they really want to. I don't get it either.
How much trash could it be?
Not can't be that much.
That's what I'm saying.
We're a water department. We know that the trash comes in poop and it comes in, you know.
Oh.
We're not throwing away poop.
What?
I mean, the only thing that...
You just throw the water.
Well, it goes through our system. It
gets caught through the system.
It does. It gets caught in the system. Somehow, someday, some way it works out this way. I don't know.
Save yourself $45.
Exactly. Mm. For sure.
You know, did you know that my son, your brother, is having a long weekend in NOLA this weekend?
Mom, I think you're so adorable.
Do you know what NOLA stands for?
I do know what NOLA stands for.
Does everybody else?
They do.
Yeah.
But they just, it's just, you know, it's pretentious, but that's okay.
N-O-L-A?
NOLA.
Is pretentious?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
I did not always know that, by the way.
No, I know. I don't think I did either, but I don't know when I started to know that. Yeah. NOLA. Oh, yeah. New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah. Getcha.
I think it's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little
pretentious. And I understand why they chose that, because Greg speaks fluent French. And it's the one place in America that he can go and feel like... You know, and it kind of is a funky French.
Yeah.
Like funky town.
Right. There's a lot of mixed up accents.
Yeah. It's like that. What is that? New Orleans crawfish.
Yeah. It's just like dirty French.
It's like, yo, girlfriend. I love that because, you know, what's the first thing on everybody's menu? Dirty rice.
That's right. Yes.
Get dirty rice and crawdads.
Or chicken jerk. Yeah. Can I get some chicken jerk?
In NOLA. Yeah.
NOLA.
So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'd like
He'll talk French all weekend.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be true. I mean, I think they do speak English there. It's not like going to French Canada.
Well, one of the reasons I bring this up is because we used to have, for 30 years, I bought this car. It was a 1960 MG convertible from actually one of my friends at the time. She had got it from England, and she was head of a junior college, and so their department fixed it up, painted it for like a year project, and it was pristine and beautiful, and she had it for a couple of years and then sold it to me, and then we had it for 30 years.
Yes.
And we sold it to this chef.
Yep.
Her name is, I don't see why I can't say her name.
Yeah, go for it.
Nina Compton. She's basically rated the third best female chef.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was America.
Mm-mm.
It's in NOLA?
Yes, NOLA.
Oh, well.
It's still pretty good.
It's a big city.
Yes.
It's a great big city.
I'm not saying she did. It's not top three chefs in America.
She was.
She could be.
She came in runner-up at Top Chef.
That's right.
On Bravo Channel.
She was actually on that show. It's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
I think it's totally cool.
And she has a restaurant now that's been like a James Beard Award. I think she opened in 2015. But, and so I'm saying all this because she bought the car.
Yeah.
And I think they've used it in commercials.
Yep.
But she owns the restaurant called, and it's a French name, Compère Leptine.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful French name, but I think it stands for broken rabbit.
Yes. I think
or
it's
dismantled rabbit.
Something like that.
But you don't want to think that. You want to think Compère Leptine.
Yes.
And, you know, at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's the restaurant is inside. Okay, ready? The old Neu No 77. NO stands for New Orleans.
Oh.
I thought it said, I thought, because where I come from, NO is an abbreviation for number.
Yeah.
So I've been saying, oh.
Which is funny because number, there's no O in number.
I know, but it.
It used, does. You're totally right.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So I used to think it was, okay, so the hotel number 77.
Yeah.
But it really is the.
Hotel New Orleans 77.
NO 77 hotel. And then she's at the Compiègne d'Aptin. That's her restaurant. Mm. So that's cool. And I said, Greg, please go there and, you know, say hi to the chef.
Yeah.
She and her husband run it. Mm-hmm. Say who you are.
Yeah.
So I will find out.
Yes.
When they come back home, mm-hmm. if he did that.
I'm saying he probably, I'm putting money that he won't do that.
Are you really?
I believe he won't. I could be wrong.
Because they're going to be right down there in the district.
It would be awesome if they did. It's a great restaurant.
Yeah. They don't have to eat there. They can just.
Yeah. You think they want to go.
Yeah.
I just. No. You know, here's the dealio about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I would go.
It would take. You would. Could take like 5 minutes.
Because I have more of a connection to the car.
Yes.
You know, he never has really a connection to the car.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he doesn't have. He doesn't feel part of the story of it.
I guess you're right.
So I don't know if he'll feel as emotionally compelled to go, like, oh, I had to go see this. This is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I get you.
That's where I think.
That's so sad now.
Don't be
now
sad.
I'm sad.
Okay. You really are.
Now you're going to pout.
For heaven's sakes. Well, you just pout. Pout to your heart's content. And now look forward. Can we look forward now?
I want to talk to, continue talking about Howie Mandel. Because you know what? Mm. Here's a guy that, you know, I've known, like, I've not known him, but, you know, he's been on the thing for decades. And I have always not had any kind of appreciation for his comedy, you know, blow up a glove. Well, all right. I just didn't think that was funny.
Right.
I just thought.
Nor did he initially. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time he blew up a glove and put it on his head, he was like, I've lost all my material. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I have a medical glove. I'm going to put it on my head. Yeah. Well, it's funny because he talked about St. Elsewhere and how he, you know, he was a comedian at that point. He had gotten like a few shit gigs on some shows and so forth like that. And his agent got him this tryout to go, and he, you know, he told his wife, he goes, I don't know what this show is, but it's not funny. I literally am playing this doctor. I said a couple of words, a couple of lines, and I'm not funny. I don't get it. It's not funny at all. And they called him back. How can you do it again? And he came in again and he said the same exact thing. And he goes, I don't understand this screenplay. There's nothing funny about it. He gets the gig. And they were in the middle of production on the first pilot episode and they wanted to recast that doctor. And for some reason, Howie Mandel had the look. And he was, and he goes, and that started him off on this career of being an actor, you know. And he goes, and then he like disappeared for a while, you know. He goes, but he talked about how he always loved the things he did, like he loved Make a Deal, whatever it's called, with the suitcase. What was that called? The briefcase?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah,
yeah, he did that show, and it was just a guessing show,
yeah,
a guessing game, and. Yeah. He loved that show. He loves America's Got Talent. He loves what he does there. He loves his podcast with his sister. With his daughter. And in the last one that we heard, we only heard one, was the one where he interviewed Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Schwartz and what the heck is his last name?
Selleck or whatever his name is. And
what the heck is his name?
I don't know. But, you know.
Salad bar.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
What the heck
Tom
is
Salad bar. But I thought it was a great interview.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because everybody's been treating that Tom guy so horribly.
Yeah.
And they all said, did you hear his interview on Howie? And they go, no, I refuse to listen to it. Well, then go ahead and be a judgmental bitch.
Yeah.
You know, without hearing anybody's real side of the story.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I think it's very interesting.
Well, but what I wanted to say about Howie is that.
Go for it.
No, I just, but listening to him now, and I really respect him.
Yes.
And I think he's well thought out.
Very much so.
I think he's done a lot of internal work, which I appreciate, because you know, you like we just read that card about the shadow. Mm-hmm. You've got to confront your shadow and work with it and find the grace in it and all that. And I really appreciate him. And that's a guy that I didn't appreciate.
Yes.
And now I've come to, and I like stuff like that. I like going like, man, I didn't really know that you were this dude that, you know, you had this.
He surprised you.
He really did. And
I like that too.
And I liked how he handled the Tom Salad Bar.
Yeah.
What the heck is his name, Julie?
I'll look it up.
I know it's Schwartz and it starts with an S, right? Because it's,
yeah. It's Salad Bar.
It's his Salad Bar. No, why can't we remember?
Because we got a lot going on. Yeah. You know.
Okay, I'll get you. But
I'm gonna see how many letters it's gonna take to get to the right answer. Let's see, Tom
Schwartz and.
Well, let's just see with Tom first.
Is it okay to have dead air on a podcast?
No, you're talking. You've asked.
What am I going to sing?
I don't know, Tom. Okay, so I did Tom. Nothing came up. And Tom.
Do Schwartz, and it'll come up.
Okay, do Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
Tom S. I'm just going to Vanderpump Rules. VPR. Okay, let's see what that does. Sandoval.
Yes.
Yes. So I had to do Tom. Oh. SVPR, Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
And I got Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
Salabar.
Yeah. I don't know. But we were kind of close.
I was.
That's kind of how our mind works, though.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. But when he interviewed that guy, that was probably the first interview that Sandoval's done.
Yes.
And he chose Howie.
Yeah. Because they know each other.
Yeah.
And they were both very respectful towards each other.
Very much so. Very much so.
Yes.
And
just got notification for you, by the way, that one of your eBay buyers has something special for you. If you
oh,
want.
Wonderful. Yay.
Yes. Just let you know.
That's another thing. I never used to like eBay.
No.
And now I do.
Because you have turned into...
I appreciate vintage.
Yes. You've turned into dad's fashion... Not designer, but what are the stars called?
Yeah,
he's my fashion.
Yeah,
designer.
What's wrong with our memory right now?
I don't know. It is just what it is.
Yeah.
So I want to read one more thing.
Good.
Because I work for the universe, my retirement plan is lit.
Because I work for the universe,
yep.
My retirement plan is secured.
Yes. If you can live as an inspiration to all who encounter you, you are truly living your light. Profound bliss comes in the form of service to what is right, not the success that a traditional career helps you achieve. Enjoy the sparkling lights, the fun and luxury that this world offers. But don't let... What is that noise? But don't let them distract you. You will always be embraced, nourished, and... I can't believe I, holy mother of God, this is crazy. The universe, what in the world? This is what I'm saying. I am in a weird ass dream of consciousness.
Sorry.
I know.
You went, what's that noise? Don't let the universe distract you.
I know. Holy cow. Do you hear it though?
Yeah.
What is it coming from? Is it coming from out in the world? Okay. I just love it. When you work for the universe, you'll never be broke, unemployed, or deprived again. You know, here's the thing about that. I agree. We've got to take out, because one of the things I hear from on my reels is Dave Ramsey.
Mm.
You know, he's a little hardcore.
Yeah.
But what you realize is that there are people out there that pay off a lot of debt really quickly when they just focus on it. Like, I got to get this done, you know? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, the debt's gone. I'm like, I got to buy a house now. You know?
Yeah. It kind of stings.
It does.
It kind of takes the fun out of living.
And you're only on this planet one time.
Yeah.
You know? The great thing for me is that I don't have to worry about leaving money to kids. I don't have to worry about that.
Da, da, da,
yeah, da, 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 da.
Is
life is good for me. Woo, woo, woo. I can. I've got kids in my hemisphere if I want.
Yes.
But I don't have to. I don't have to worry about them.
No.
Somebody's got that covered.
Somebody, you can, all you have to worry about is the hairs on your chin.
My chin.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
It was great.
Was it great?
I was like, it was a little fast paced for me.
Oh, okay.
But it was great.
It was great. It was great.